happened, so we took the stairs. Relaxing in my place, I'm asking to sample once. You said, all right, but it's that time of the month. I'm not that picky, it ain't that icky. I'ma find a towel, keep the sheets from getting sticky. So we're sweating and grooving, but the towel was moving. At the break of dawn, she's gone, the sheets were drooling. They were stained, so I threw them in the box. Went to the laundry armed with Clorox. I'ma get my whites their whitest and bleach stains clean, so I'll be ready for my date with Doreen. Soap in hand, I hope I can fix this quick, cause I'm a busy man. I tried my best, but didn't work. I had to hide the sheets in the closet so I wouldn't look like a jerk. Burped the worm a while, then she showed up at 8. Last night was good, but this wasn't so great. I had a date the night before, plus I stroked off at 4. I couldn't get it up, and now she's heading for the door. The concept of skeezing is quite pleasing, but Jimmy's not cooperating, so this baby's leaving. But that's always the way. Everything's better as a dream. And if you try to live it, then reality's mean.
Reality's mean. Reality's mean.
Then there was another, left his father and his mother. Had a scheme to scam green, cause green's his favorite color. Living in Miami, he was working bulk freight. Watched the Coast Guard, done when hard pays great. Had a freighter with 2 cargo bins, just released to Belize and put the drugs in. And just in case you face patrols in open seas, release the contraband, sink the cargo and ease away. Escape and say you didn't know, the fish were getting high. And off you go, had a foolproof plan and a payload of weed. Then he saw the Coast Guard coming on at full speed. No time to think, dropped the cargo on the double. But something went awry, and now you got trouble. One would think a 2-ton payload would sink. Drop the bins from the boat, but all snap, they float. Now this brother's doing 5 to 15, sink or float. Reality's mean.
Reality's mean. Reality's mean. Reality's mean. Reality's mean.
Hand-holding down the street on our second date. Then we swooped to the stoop so we can conversate. She said, loving my last lover was quite traumatic. Sure, I missed the kisses, but I want to avoid the static. Said, you want to go slow? That's fine by me. We went upstairs and had some tea. She sips, she says, she sees a lot in me, but wonders, am I the boyfriend for her? And then we hear thunder. The rain came pouring. She said, am I boring? I said, not at all, as I try to stall till morning. You see, I'm well educated. I seem safe and sound. I got a middle class, middle west, little vest background. So she relaxed, then I asked if I could stay. At least till the rain goes away. Then it started with back rubs. Next thing we make love in the morning, she was jumping and I was on the run. She said, now I expect a lot, cause now you're my man. I said, I got a different agenda, I don't think I could hang. I'm not your boyfriend, you don't need to scream. It's not my fault that reality's mean.
Is you.